Let's talk about some of these creatures that over the last month or so have been popping up around the country. Starting out there in Texas, where an individual claims that he has shot a very strange creature, and some people think, man, is this a chupacabra? What do you think, Lauren?
Well, the creature there in Texas, we do have good pictures of it. It seems like it apparently was killed in May. It's grayish. It looks like a very small dog-like creature with a long rat-like tail. Now, over the weekend, people started talking about this as being a muttjuck, which is a type of Asian deer because they saw some teeth from the top jaw. But it's not at all like a deer. It doesn't have those kinds of feet. It doesn't have. It does have a long tail. So I think that it's still up in the air. As far as it being chupacabra, that's sort of like if anything's strange in New Jersey, it's the New Jersey devil. And I think that's what happens in Texas these days. If anything's strange in Texas, it's the chupacabra. So I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a deer. It may be some kind of dog or canine, but it's still really up in the air, and I hope that we can backtrack and find the body and get a DNA sample.
Might it be some kind of mutant of some sort?
Well, there are all kinds of different hybrids, like koi dogs and interbreeding between the different kinds of canids, the different kinds of dogs. But it looks like a... What's interesting about it and a lot of these other videos and photographs we're getting, these animals are without hair mostly, and they seem to be pretty skinless, hairless. So that's kind of unusual to have such a large number of photographs in one summer of these kinds of creatures.
The pictures that we had posted on our website last week, Lauren, also give this creature a very pointed nose.
Right.
And some people who have described chupacabras have described that pointed nose, pointed ears. And I don't want to keep leading back to a chupacabra, other than is it possible that whatever this is an unknown species of a creature that nobody really has identified before?
It certainly could be. I think one of the main factors in the chupacabra sightings and the witnesses that I've interviewed over and over again is that the chupacabra is mostly bipedal. It has two pretty strong back legs, and this creature certainly doesn't. This is a four-footed animal that goes around, so it's much different than a chupacabra. And also, chupacabras are pretty aggressive. They seem to, the whole name being goat sucker, in which they suck the blood of goats and other small animals. This creature doesn't look like it could really attack a large sheep or goat.
From Texas, we hear the story of this then, and let's move over to Maryland, where there's been a creature that some are saying, was it a red fox? Other people say no. It looks like to me between a cross between a hyena and a coyote or something. Very weird animal.
Oh, yeah. There's some extremely strange things coming out of Maryland. If you take Baltimore as a central point, off to the upper right, the northeast of Baltimore, as long ago as May in Joppa, Maryland, you had a creature there, and there's some pictures on my website and I think have been on your website, and it looks much broader in the nose, does look like a hyena, has this long rat-like tail again, and then the more recent July photographs from northwest of Baltimore have been this creature with this kind of furry red thing on its back and a long tail. A very good video of that. Unfortunately, as you've mentioned, the breaking story out of that area this weekend is that they did catch a small, what they're calling a baby mystery animal. And that's definitely a fox with mange. And so people were rushing in and saying that all of these creatures are just fox with mange. Mange is a parasite that the hair falls out and you have a hairless creature. But the animals that they're seeing and videotaping in Maryland are much larger than the small little creature that the small little animal they captured. So there again, it's still unknown. It does look like a hybrid, kind of a cross between an aardvark and a hyena and maybe even a coyote, but it's certainly not just an ordinary fox.
Now, also, tell us a little bit about this North Carolina photo that you had up there on your own website.
Yeah. What happened in May was that this creature was seen down there in Asheboro, and it's very different than some of these. Although I think what's outstanding about it is that it actually is a pretty clear picture. You can see a white patch on the chest. You can actually see the eyes, the ears. It almost looks like if you looked at the head alone, it would be like an African wild dog with a little black around the nose. But then as you go back, you have a perfectly formed body. You can even see that this is probably a nursing mother. And you go back to the tail, it's not rat-like. It actually has short hair on it. It's a creature that we really can't identify as anything that really exists in nature. That's quite unusual to have. That was photographed in the backyard in Randolph County on May 20th. And it's not on the web at the newspaper anymore down there in Asheboro, so I did a mirror image of it on my website, and people can find it there through my website.
Lauren, and that brings up, of course, the $64,000 question, and that is right about now then, why all these reports of these unusual creatures, why are they all popping up now?
Well, I think that is the $64,000 or $1 million question. There's absolutely no reason. It's very unusual to have so many good videotapes and photographs from North America. It just doesn't happen. And to have really what we have is three or four very good photographs of these mystery animals. They all look to be canids. They all look to be related to dogs, but not dogs, not foxes. So I think we just are in one of those media cycles where these kinds of things happen, and the ridicule curtain really goes down. The newspapers start saying, well, I mean, it's funny, the one that came out the end of May, they had to start out their article by saying, first of all, this is a real newspaper, not a grocery store tabloid.
Exactly.
Almost in a defensive mode. But the more and more they got into this, the one in Maryland, they've written up that they've gotten over 1 million hits on their site, and so people are interested in this. Newspapers then take it seriously, and they're not afraid to publish these photographs.
Could this be Mother Nature's way of saying, something's wrong somewhere, maybe there's chemicals in the environment, these are deformities?
Certainly if they're parasites and it turns out to all of them to be foxes, then that we've got something going on across the country that we need to have veterinary medicine look at. But if it is something else, maybe like you're saying, maybe there's toxic fumes, maybe there's some pollution going on, maybe it's the weather change, and these kinds of animals have been there all the time. I've been getting reports of mystery dogs and mystery cats from the United States during the whole 45 years I've been investigating, so maybe they're now coming out. I mean, the explosion of video cameras was quite a few years ago, so if there were going to be photographs and videos, we would expect them earlier than this. So it's just remarkable that they've all come this summer.